I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Kale and Company rolls on. The cut sheet continues. Tony Bruno with us live from Florida.
Yeah.
7 minutes out from Fight Club.
Woohoo!
Because fights equal ratings.
Boat edition.
By the way, we need to do a WNBA edition because it seems like if you want to see women pulling hair, it's not just in Waffle Houses and all over the streets. The WNBA now is the most physical league in the world.
Caitlin Clark got dusted yesterday.
Like, again.
Yeah. Wow.
They were throwing down last night in Indiana.
By the way, this never
ended. White girl on white girl crime,
it's amazing.
Blondes on blondes.
Yeah.
Another great series of videos that I have in a collection somewhere on VHS. Blonde on blonde hate last night.
Poll question, Phil. Who has a shorter shelf life remaining? Caitlin Clark or the Ayatollah?
YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. Fight Club coming up in 5 minutes. You're going to want to get over there to see the Fight Club boat edition. This, by the way, again, Gigi Gadget, who was our contributor yesterday, stepping up, sent me another one. Too good not to play today. By the way, the Never Ending Cut Sheet sponsored by Amazon. Okay. I've got some good news, and I've got some great news. The good news is that Prime Day is almost here. The great news, this year, you'll have 4 days to find deals on all of your favorite things. Shop Prime Day July 8th through the 11th. Shop Prime Day July 8th through the 11th. And then the Kale Company or family financial situation will happen.
Yes.
On July 12th.
My monthly financial crisis summit meeting, where Tulsi Gabbard's welcome to come to.
I wanted to play this, so youtube.com/at1210WPHA, everybody get over there now. I wanted to play this because I forgot to play it yesterday. Yesterday, June 17th. You guys know what June 17th was yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the 1 month warning before my anniversary with my wife.
Okay.
The 30-day notice.
Bunker Hill.
No, it was, well, okay, it could be both of those things.
It was the continuation.
Was it the escalator, Trump coming down the escalator?
That was June 15th.
No, that was
the 16th or 15th.
The 16th.
I get Monday. Everything. Between my birthday, Dawn's birthday, Father's
Dawn's
Day.
Birthday is a holiday.
You know, all the other things going on. It's hard to keep track of everything going on in June.
Was it the day Jaws 2 was released?
It was the day in 1994 that the O.J. Bronco chase happened.
Oh, man.
Do you guys remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes.
Silly me. I was thinking about the NBA, American Revolution.
During the NBA playoffs.
Yes.
That game was interrupted.
Yeah. Knicks, Rockets, NBC cut into it.
This was, thank you very much. This that's where I'm going here. This was the 1994 NBA Finals, Knicks, Rockets, happening on primetime on NBC television. And then they broke in to show the White Bronco. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD to relive this 31 years ago yesterday.
Back when the NBA was not woke.
Roll it.
Back in his days at Ohio State, he'll give up his body.
Oh, Anthony Mason goes down.
From Anthony Mason. 6:39
remaining. Marv Albert.
Did he miss the bunny?
I was going to say, this was before... Here, pause it for a second.
Yeah.
And rewind it. This was before Marv Albert
got
busted.
Little sexual
did anybody?
Thing.
Got busted, yeah. You know, with women's lingerie and was biting people and
right.
stuff.
I mean, you know, Marv Albert in a hotel room.
Spank me.
It was that 97? Was that 97, 98?
Yeah,
like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. All right, roll. Roll it again.
Days at Ohio State, he'll give up his body as he took the hard hit from Anthony Mason. 6:39 remaining in this first half. Knicks by 2.
And then they break away. Here we go. There you see the
Bronco. We interrupt this program.
We are looking at live pictures of Interstate 5 in Los Angeles. We believe that white vehicle, which is being trailed by a phalanx of California Highway Patrol cars, belongs to Al Collins, who disappeared with O.J. Simpson earlier today, shortly after Mr. Simpson was informed that he was going to be formally charged with the murder of his wife and the young man who was with her at the time.
It was like 9 p.m., so prime time, East Coast time, 6 p.m. West Coast time.
I remember watching it in my living room.
Tom Rock.
I was on the air on ESPN Radio when that was happening, believe it or not.
Oh, were you?
Network.
Yeah, I remember it vividly. I mean, we're watching the game.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Tom Brokaw right there, Tom Brokaw.
My dad was so pissed he had 25 on the Knicks plus six.
And that's before you had legal sports books.
That's yeah. right.
He was calling Nunzio Guido.
That's right.
Rocco.
Yeah, he met
all
up with
those guys.
He met up once a week with Guido.
Yeah. May, June 17th, 1994, the O.J. Bronco chase. I mean,
I was obsessed with the whole case as a kid, as an adult. I still am. Any documentary, any book. Yeah, everybody has a book, right? Everybody's
everybody
writing
has a
books.
Book. Yep.
If you write a book on O.J. Simpson in that case, mm-hmm. I will buy it.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, I'm a mark for O.J. books. By the way, the Ford Bronco is back in production, by the way. Have you seen that the last couple
yes.
of years?
Yeah.
They
yes.
took it away for a long time.
But yeah, but in Philly, it's the white Nissan, I think. That's the hot car right now, right?
Exactly right.
And by the way, Anthony Mason going to the rack before they cut away, Dawn would describe
yes.
this. If Dawn was doing sports, she would say, Anthony Mason, he is a...
excellent penetrator.
Yep.
Yes.
He penetrated
yes,
he the
is.
Paint. He got to the rim.
The penetration.
One
yes.
more before Fight Club coming up in exactly 1 minute. YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. This is 20. So a woman confronted a, quote, transgender man wearing a bikini after he tried to go into a girl's bathroom.
Oh, I've missed this type of content.
So this is at a – they're at a young kid's softball field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he tries mm-hmm. like this guy, this yeah. this degenerate, this creep who needs what does Sean Farris say? Short needle, long nap.
Yeah.
this guy has a woman's bikini on with his big gut hanging out.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHG. Roll this. Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Hey. I'm leaving, so you'll have court.
If you want to practice your transition, you don't do it at a young kid's softball field.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Exactly right.
Can you imagine?
Yep.
No.
He should have been locked up right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right then and there, he should have been locked up.
So now you said he tried in the description to go into the bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to stay out, homie.
And then he was like, don't worry, I'm leaving,
mm-hmm.
as he has his little pretty bikini top on with his big gut hanging out. Look
yeah.
at that.
Looks
look
like
at
me.
That guy.
Looks like me.
Looks sloppy Chris Christie.
He does. No. He does look like sloppy Chris Christie.
Chris Christie's much fatter than that guy.
Speaking of sloppy, let's go to the boat.
Let's do the boat.
Oh,
Kale and Company stuff. Fight Club.
Stop You're looking it. For a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
We know fights equal ratings. Kale and Company Friday Fight Club.
Oh, sorry.
Club.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
That's the wrong one.
Sorry. Oh, no.
Fight Club on this. Wait, operating, firing on all cylinders today. Fight Club on this Wednesday, sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group. 3 locations, 1 priority you. Visit tricounty.com. Thank you, Tri-County Auto Group, for sponsoring the ever, ever important and ever popular Fight Club. So this was submitted by Gigi Gadget, and it's the Fight Club Boat Edition. So you'll see some bikinis. You'll see some women fighting. There's women on a boat. There's women off a boat. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. You guys ready to see this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Roll it.
Not to brag. I see that every day.
Look at this.
On my patio.
Oh, fighting in the water.
All right.
Fighting in the water. And then this woman.
Who spilled the high noon? Oh, look at this. Drowner. Drowner.
Look
dunker,
at them.
Dunker.
Look at him. There's just women fighting Ooh. in the, what is that, a lake?
Yeah. This can't be in the South. This doesn't happen in the South.
Wow. Look
yeah,
at
this
that.
This has got to be a Northeast lake.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, baby. Guys. What do we think? Nice, right?
They look good.
Yeah.
They look at fit, at least.
I mean,
yeah.
This is not safe.
See? This is what happens when you're whacking White Claws all day. Things get weird.
Yep. Got a little liquor.
And the hair pooling in the water is that's a,
not cool.
That's a good.
I like bikini red chick bikinis trying to officiate this. It's like knock it off. We're on film. You're gonna spill my
girls
Stan-
on film. I mean, who doesn't love girls on film?
You're gonna knock over my Stanley.
Yeah. Yeah. EZK has a great point, or EKZ, excuse me, has a great point. Must be in the Ozarks. Yeah, the Ozarks. They have that area up there where it's like, that's like a big party.
Ooh,
a boat party area.
Yeah, but there's a lot of places. there's a lot of places where you do that. Like here in Florida, there's all these little islands where you just tie up and everybody floats and ties their boats together and their jet skis and stuff.
Yeah.
But this one got ugly.
Yeah.
It got ugly. But there was not a lot of fist. Well, there's some fist and mostly hand slaps.
Yeah. Hand slaps, hair pulling.
CNN would characterize this as mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Right.
But very wet. Very, very wet.
Wow.
Wet and mild.
Yeah.
Apparently, groups are going around Los Angeles paying illegal alien street vendors thousands so they can stay home and evade ICE agents.
Of course.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, man. That's the thing these days.
24, Phil. Roll this.
California.
Vámonos. Está muy peligroso.
Vámonos.
See? They're being paid. Groups buy out street vendors amid ICE raids. So who are these people that are doing this?
Well, the FBI
is... Street vendors selling on PCH in Long Beach warned it's dangerous and then given hundreds of dollars to stay home. The Local Hearts Foundation, in partnership with the Singer Realty Group, is one group caring for vendors and giving them the money they need to survive to stay inside and not go to work. K-Town for All is another organization doing these buyouts, and so far, they tell us they've raised $60,000 for 36 families in Koreatown to cover their rent, bills, and food for 30 days.
I'm just curious. I'm just curious. Did they do that for the businesses that were looted and destroyed during the riots?
Or the homeless veterans?
Yeah. That's unbelievable to me.
Imagine this is your life mission to make sure that people that broke the law are able to stay here.
Yeah,
but I thought Trump came out and said and shocked his own administration when he said he put out an edict. Don't anybody involved in the food restaurant industry farming work, certain industries, leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
So if these guys are in the food industry, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They don't have anything to worry about.
I believe
by the way, Anna Navarro last night on CNN said, who's going to milk our cows if they start, arresting?
Oh, my God.
Does she not know that we have machines to do that now?
The bigger question is, who wants to milk Anna Navarro?
Well, nobody. I mean, let's be honest.
So. Yeah. Good God. Is she – now, maybe I have the information wrong. She's a Republican?
Allegedly, yeah.
She claims – that she's a Republican.
I've never heard her say one thing in favor of Republicans.
And she, at some point many years ago, was like Hispanic Republican liaison to somebody's campaign a gazillion years ago.
Right.
Mm. So that's how she claims.
She just follows the money and the milk trucks.
By the way,
who's going to milk our cows?
The YouTube vote is still open. Should the U.S. bomb Iranian nuclear sites still? 56% say no.
Wow.
So 56-44. I mean, it's still a close vote, but the no's are winning, as far as the YouTube check goes.
56%, huh?
And by the way, the calls have kind of done the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I asked for it.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear it.
This New York City mayoral candidate is also the comptroller.
This is
Brad Lander.
Idiot.
This guy had a publicity stunt yesterday. Where he was just accompanying somebody, and he was set out in handcuffs. See, the problem is that nobody knew who this guy was, and he's running for mayor of New York. Now, everybody's talking about him. He held a press conference and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Let's play some of the video of him being, quote-unquote, accosted. Roll this. So you can see there you go. Yeah.
What a moron.
This guy's trying... I'm just trying to get through.
Yeah. So was Padilla.
Yes. You see the video. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. You see the video.
Yep.
Now remember, he's standing there right next to a guy and not even paying. Then he sees the cameras and then he immediately puts his arm around the guy to pretend that he's protecting him. He's the comptroller of New York.
Yeah.
And obviously the governor... is out there and
Kathy Hochul, who supports him,
is out there defending him.
Yep.
And by the way, Kathy Hochul's face is now frozen. One of her eyelids, she's starting to look like Nancy Pelosi's face. Her face is so Botoxed up. Seriously, look at her eyelash. Look at her eyelids.
Yep.
Her eyelash, her eye.
She got a microphone.
Like frozen. You can't even mow over mouth.
Please don't bother me with such frivolity.
And of,
okay?
And
thank you, Nancy.
And of Nancy. And so, then
let me just give you the background on the story. Okay, so this is one of the mayoral candidates, New York City comptroller and Democrat mayoral candidate. This is Brad Lander. Nobody really even knows who their comptroller is.
Nope.
But rather than, you know, do his job that he's paid to do as the comptroller, he has been spending time, at least 3 days, in court, in immigration court. Part of the story is that right now what's happening is that individuals who came into this country within less than 2 years ago during the Biden administration under that app, remember the app that they created that then was determined to be illegal?
Mm-hmm.
So these individuals believe they're going to make their court date, and they think that they're following the process because they've been going to all their court dates for amnesty and on their pathway to citizenship. And what happens in these courtrooms is that the courts are now saying under this administration, your case is dismissed because that app was illegal. It was proven to be illegal. So now these folks go in without an attorney. They think this is just a quick procedural court thing. But in fact, it's dismissed. And boom, ICE agents are waiting there, are there, and they quickly, you know, arrest them, take them away, and deport them. That's what's happening in New York and across the country. And so this guy decides to go to court and confront what you're seeing.
It's amazing. So I looked at some of the polls just now. For mayor of New York, Andrew Cuomo is the leader at 38%. This guy that you talked about and we just played is not even showing up on the list.
He will now.
The socialist is at 27%. New York would rather have a socialist than this bozo.
Now, the other piece...
There's like 17 Democratic candidates, aren't they? I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah, it's Cuomo in an easy victory, I think.
What were you going to say, Dad?
So Lander and the socialist, Mamdani, who you just referred to, they have... Basically, I know people are saying it's like shadow campaign. They both endorsed one another. And so there's a lot of money flowing back and forth. He's a partner with Mamdani, who is the socialist candidate.
Wait, so Cuomo and Mamdani of each?
Not Cuomo, Lander.
Oh, okay.
The comptroller.
Speaking of endorsements, has Spadia endorsed Cittarelli yet?
No.
He's probably, I'll just defend it. I imagine he's waiting to go back on the air. So it'll be a big tease.
That's a good point. Great call, actually.
I'm thinking like Greg Stocker, brand manager.
Yeah,
good call.
This Lander took to the public and held a press conference. Roll this.
And so I just engaged in that tradition of accompaniment, of trying to bear witness, of trying to walk peacefully with someone, of trying to make sure that the rules are followed.
Oh, this guy.
The rules are followed.
Oh, this hideous human.
Did he think he was on TikTok?
He says, quote, I just engaged in that tradition of accompaniment. Accompaniment. It was a publicity stunt.
Of course it was.
Of course.
Hack.
I hate hacks.
And then Kathy Hochul goes out there and has a sign defending him in front of that same podium.
Yep.
I mean, it's a joke.
It really
I'm
is.
Not
it's
sure. That, I'm not sure that Kathy Hochul and I would agree on today being Wednesday. No. What a detestable person. That's New York.
Does anybody even know what the comptroller does? I mean, he's supposed to control the money, right?
Right. Supposed to watch
the comptroller.
Supposed to be sort of an auditor. Watchdog, if you will, over the.
And by the way, his wife Dawn, as you probably know, is also a grifter. His wife makes money through his endeavors as the comptroller. So it's all
what a shocker.
They're all crooked weasels.
Yep, you're right. 855-839-1210. Ben is in Abington. Ben, you're next. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey Nick, first I want to say this show rocks. You make my wife and I laugh every day.
Oh, thanks.
And I wanted to point out, I did a Greg Stocker and Googled it. It takes 3% of enriched uranium for a nuclear power plant for energy and 90% for the bomb. So where's Iran up to 60%?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that leads me to believe they're lying about they want to use it just for energy. And do they really have any functioning nuclear power plants? Show us. So I'm leaning towards Bunker Buster.
So you're on board with that as far as a course of action.
Who are you going to call?
Okay.
Ben, a deep penetrator.
No, Ben, I mean, look, you are in the, what, 44%, I believe, right?
54% to 46%, no to yes.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
And by the way, I'm not against, you know, obliterating what they have. If you're going after, you know, their, yeah, your, that, I'm fine with that. I mean, I just don't want boots on the ground. I don't want endless wars. Yeah. I was never against Soleimani being wiped out. You know, these isolated specific things, I'm the fine
whole,
with that.
It's 20 some years later. The whole boots on the ground concept is a little,
yeah,
you know,
it is,
what I mean?
It is antiquated.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Like, we're not going to fight a war like that anymore. So
no, we and got do, boots to asses at least, though. Yeah. asses, thanks to the Rock.
And does anybody actually think that we are really in a position right now where if we actually sent soldiers, that we'd be able to handle? I know the recruiting numbers are good, and mm-hmm. you know, things like that. And we talked about the amount of Air Force statistics that we have that trumps every other nation. But are we really equipped to fight something like that with bodies on the ground right now? I wonder about that.
Iran, yeah,
of course.
Iran's a ragtag operation. I mean,
I don't know if they're a ragtag. They've got, but I will just say, I mean, right now, I guess what you mean they're in shambles because of all the thousand Israeli strikes.
They can't keep up with. I mean, yes, they're bigger than Israel is, but if we get involved, they're done. We could obliterate the country.
Right, but then there are consequences. That's why Putin. Well, you know, we've talked
exactly.
Tony, we've talked about Putin now.
No,
you're engaging everybody, and as Tony has said, we have bases all around that region.
Yep.
So to me, I still think the debate is, do you just get that stealthy B-2, that Spirit, and just over and just
we can't
evacuate?
Just do that, though.
What?
We can't just do that. There's going to be – then we're dropping bombs on Iran.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not just like, well, we'll just do this and then they'll forget about it.
Here's what I want. When we come back, I want to come back with a rejoiner music with the Gap Band. You dropped the bomb on me. Can we play that coming back?
What about Vince Vance and the Valiants? Can't we play a little bit of that? Bomb, 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 Iran.
I want no part of any of this. So if you want this, ask Phil Umquist to run the board because I ain't doing it.
Boy, that's
the matter
one,
with you, man?
That is the one,
I'm just kidding.
Thing. If you ask Stocker, it's amazing. Stocker only gives away the music for denominations.
It's true.
Right?
It's absolutely true.
Which, by the way, Linda Kearns.
Next week is Peter McKeon from Highlight Electric, and then Linda Kearns will be.
Linda.
Well, we're off, so then, I don't know. It'll probably be sometime in July when we get to Linda Kearns.
So the one thing I'll say about the talk of this GBU, the massive ordnance penetrator, the bunker buster of all, isn't it just big talk? So you think about Trump and everybody talking about this, and then it becomes the threat. So that Iran says, well, we don't want that mountain taken out.
Right.
They describe this as precision, low risk, and especially Trump said, when was that, Sunday or whatever, everybody get out of Tehran, evacuate, and this is 100 miles south of Tehran. So if they've evacuated that area and there have been mass evacuations, then that makes it easier and cleaner to take out the mountain. And so now, if you are the Iranian leadership, whether you're the elected president, who nobody even says his name because he's pretty much just as the office manager, you know, obviously, the Ayatollah is the one who's really has the ultimate power.
Right.
But in that one, it's a little bit of a game, is it not, to psych somebody out. And then you have Erdogan from Turkey, and they're saying, hey, let's just have a truce here. Agree to have the inspectors come back in and inspect everything and go on as business as usual. Mm-hmm. I think that so all of the above, it's all true. But in part, some of this, and you go back to, I was just looking at the history of it. Think of take down this wall, Mr. Gorbachev, Reagan. Mm-hmm. How did he psych out the competition, if you will? It was with Star Wars, basically. It's all this tech. We have all this technology and capability when we really didn't. But it's all that big talk game, too.
Gale and Company, we continue Big Three on the other side. Stay right there.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, Tony Bruno with us for a couple of more minutes. We'll get to our morning mystery movie clip as well as what occurred today in music history and what's on tap for the Dawn Show. But right now, Dawn Stensland with the Big Three. That's what's on tap.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
Number one, something we haven't gotten into that much, is we are sponsored the Big Three by Kitchen Magic. And so it went viral last night as we learned that DHS Secretary Kristi Noem had been hospitalized. No one knew why. They said she was rushed to the hospital. Then they reported she was conscious. She was speaking. And this is, of course, the Department of Homeland Security, former governor, obviously, in the Dakotas. So taken to a D.C. hospital, rushed there by ambulance. We now know through a DHS spokesperson that she had some kind of an allergic reaction today, transported to the hospital. They said just out of an abundance of caution, and she's now recovering. And so I know CNN, I believe, broke the story. It went viral. And then at some point, somebody called her the Ice Barbie. There were people speculating that it was an allergic reaction to Botox.
I thought she might have pointed a gun the wrong way.
No, that's not true.
Jesus.
So this went viral.
Look, allergic reactions are nothing to
I know,
nothing
not,
to
a joke.
About.
Not a joke.
Nothing not to joke about. It's you know.
I'm allergic to bees.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it a bee sting? Is it peanut butter? Is it shellfish?
Shellfish, yes.
I'm just thinking of all the allergies, the allergic reactions people have to things. I'm betting shellfish. I'm going to say shellfish.
It's very common.
She could have had her purse stolen at a nice restaurant.
Yep.
She was a little frantic. Maybe she ate a shrimp when she wasn't supposed to. And next thing you know, her throat swelled up.
Just curious, Dylan. Do you get allergic reactions to Botox injections?
So I'm not joking. Anything like that, but I think if somebody had an allergic reaction, I know with pineapple, peanut butter, any kind of nuts, or something like a injection of something like Botox, if somebody had the allergic reaction, it could be deadly.
Yeah.
Bees. There's some people who don't even know that they are allergic to a bee until one stings them. Remember, we had locally an officer, and he went into a coma and later died.
Yep.
So, yeah, these allergies are nothing to mess with.
Remember, you know, when being pulled over by the police, if you want to avoid the ticket, just do what Tommy Boy did, Chris Farley. Get out and claim there's bees. Bees are everywhere.
Great reference, Tommy Boy.
That was a reach for a reference. Man,
but it's a good one.
Man.
By the way, here's not a reach. How about this one? Have you seen, I sent you guys this picture last night, talking about Botox. Kristi Noem looks like a different human being.
Oh.
She looks different. I don't even know that, everybody was like, oh, this is like a fake Joe Biden. This looks like a fake Kristi Noem. Kristi Noem looks like, I don't even know what she looks like. 8 years ago. She looks like a different person.
Yeah.
She looks like she's aged 20 years in reverse. The hair's longer. The face. I don't even know that these are the same people. That's all. She's got a lot of work done.
I don't know, though, because then you said that on our group text. So then I look back at photos of her, and there are some when she's younger, when she looks the same. I met her a couple times, and when she was campaigning on those Women for Trump events, and she looks the same to me. She's very pretty. The one thing I will say is that she has lost. I know she works out and she's really into that, but she was tiny when I met her, but she has lost so much weight.
Do you think this is a transformation to be in this role since she's forget this role, but she's looked like this when she was the governor as well. And then she's obviously been a bit. Did she magnify herself?
I think part of it is she has, what, four kids, she and her husband. So she was working on a farm. If you look at pictures back, even when she was in high school, she looks the same as now. But there was a period in there where I think she's having kids. She had four kids. She's working her keister off. And what is she doing? Like a lot of moms, she wasn't spending time on herself. Now, clearly, she is in hair and makeup.
Oh, yeah.
And she gets hair extensions, and she gets good lighting and great lip liner. So I don't know if she's, I don't know. I know that you think she had work done. It might just be 2 hours in hair and makeup.
Yeah, could be.
And she's taking care of herself, and she's working out,
it
and
works
she's
for me.
Eating right.
Works for me, Dawn.
Thank
two
you, Tone.
2 hours in hair and makeup would not work for me.
I tell you that right now.
But you know, that's I think when she was if you look at her when she was, and part of it was in the governor's office, but when she first got in there, but she was having kids, and sometimes she looks, you know, exhausted, and she doesn't look like she spent a minute on herself. I think that's part of it.
Well, when you
we
know,
all
got
to take care.
Farm. Right. When you're on a farm and you're out there with the jeans on, you know, and you're
executing
milking the cows or whatever you do in North Dakota, South Dakota, wherever you're from. But the bottom line is, you know, she cleans up real well. A lot of people clean up real well.
That's right.
Tony,
but Kathy Hochul is the one who's an absolute mutant now.
No. By the way, Nick, you could benefit from a little time, hair, makeup. Get that shine off that dome.
No, that's natural.
Yeah, man, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Tony has a dome and there's no shine on his head.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
true. Powder. Does Miss Robin powder you up?
Yeah.
No, I don't put powder on. I got the good lighting going on here. You know, put the shades down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Our studios don't have good lighting. That's just a fact.
No, I would argue our studio does have good lighting. I just don't utilize it because when I come in here, I feel like I'm walking into Fox News. Purple fluorescent lights and good God.
All right, let's keep going, Don.
Number two, The View. The View hosts, man, they push back against Arnold and he dominates their nasty message. Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he speaks out and he has a great message. But that went viral last night when, you know, the View host, I think they were trying to talk about immigration and get him to say some things.
Yep.
And he, Arnold, right, talks about what immigration did for him and his life. I thought that was a great moment.
He terminated Joy Behar. It was great to see.
Terminated.
By the way, probably the worst. I would say probably, would you agree he was the least popular Republican governor you can recall? In the last 25, 30 years?
I think.
Well, you know, when I moved to L.A., he was the governor. So I moved there in 2000.
Yeah.
And he was the governor. And people loved him initially.
Did they really?
And then they turned on him.
It's true.
Okay.
And that's what happened.
Yep.
Okay. I remember a lot of the negative PR about him.
Yeah.
Was it the nanny thing?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think that happened afterwards.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else?
Yeah.
I'm not going to bring it up.
What else is in the news?
So, number three, as Greg Stocker has said, he likes this, if you know, Liquid Death.
Yes.
It's this canned water, but it looks like it's a beer.
Yeah.
Don't tell me it causes cancer.
Well, quite the opposite, my friend, because what is Liquid Death? What are they doing? Well, Liquid Death teaming up with none other than Ozzy Osbourne to sell the Prince of Darkness's actual DNA. It's dubbed Infinite Ozzy, the ultra-limited release featuring 10 empty cans of Liquid Death iced tea drink that was consumed by Ozzy himself.
Oh, for God's
each one wow. sealed to preserve traces of his genetic material.
I just
now. What about bat? Is there bat guano in there? You know, we bit the head off a bat back in the day.
Look, I like.
He's trying to steal what's her name's thunder though. Yeah. The chick that has the soap.
Gwyneth.
What's her name? Hot blonde Gwyneth. Chick.
Yeah. Gwyneth.
Well, there was the candle.
No, not Gwyneth. No, the new one. The new one.
Oh, that's right.
Bath water.
Oh, Sweeney.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, Sydney. Yeah.
Yeah, Sydney Sweeney. Yes.
Wood. So what is this Liquid Death? It's just a hyped up water?
The DNA loaded cans. They're basically a collectible.
I just drink the mountain water, by the way, because it's just plain water. They have all kinds of like seltzers and fruit drinks and all that other stuff. I just drink the water. The only reason I drink it is because it helps me with my intake of water, because I know I'm gonna get 19 ounces of water in one can. You know what I mean? So it just helps me that way.
I will say, too, it's gold and blue, like a fancy can.
Yeah.
It looks so if you are a non-drinker for whatever reason, it's a great thing to have at a party.
Yes.
It's expensive, but it's great to have because It looks like you're imbibing.
Sometimes I take it to pick up my son from school. And all the teachers look at me like I'm drinking,
Mr. Shocker.
Like I'm drinking beer.
Oh my goodness.
Every time I've seen you with it, my first thought is that it was an energy drink.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Yeah. Like super duper loaded up.
Right.
Like what was the one they had?
Monster.
Loco. Back in the day.
Oh, yeah,
was
Loco.
This one,
Loco, yeah.
It was
something
Loco.
Four Loco.
Four Loco, yes.
Four Loco, and it had all that taurine in it.
It did.
You know, that's what it was.
Yep.
And now there's like 7 billion energy drinks.
Yep.
But that's false advertising.
It is.
If I bought a can of Liquid Death thinking that I was going to die and then nothing happened, shouldn't I sue them?
Yeah. No, Liquid Death means the death of plastic bottles.
I did not know that.
How am
I supposed to know that?
It's in a can.
Yes. It's a play on water.
I get it now.
Plastic bottles are not good for the environment, so
or you.
Cans are. So, you know, you have them there. Yeah,
there's no seepage. Right. So each hand-signed Aussie can, it's just a collectible, $450, by the way. So we are sponsored by...
$50 cheaper than the Trump cell phone.
Well, at least you get a usable phone.
Made in China, by the way, folks.
Hey, Kitchen Mag... Financial numbers, by the way, expected today, so we'll see what Pell does. Kitchen Magic, stuck in traffic on the way to the shore. Imagine coming home to a brand new kitchen from my friends at Kitchen Magic. American-made, family-owned, tariff-proof. This June only, this month, get 24 months, same as cash financing. What are you waiting for? Visit KitchenMagic.com. Kitchen Magic, thank you for sponsoring our big three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Tony Bruno, thank you very much as well, sir.
Dawn.
Good night, everybody, and God bless America.
Good night, everybody.
And let's drop that baby. Let's drop the Moab. Just precision planned. Boom. Get in, get out, as we used to say.
Yeah. It's like sex with a wife. Get in, get out. Boom. And you're on your way.
Ew.
All right. We'll come back. Movies, music, preview. You know the whole deal. And by the way, Jerome Powell, Fed, he won't do anything today. I'll answer that question for you as well.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, the music on tap, the Dawn Show 9 minutes out. But before all of that, we get to a Wednesday edition of Jimmy Kelly's Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The Commander-in-Chief doesn't have to sell anything. He has constitutionally unlimited power in wartime. And you have the capacity to do anything you see fit.
What's that thing you got there?
This is a sign-off. It authorizes us to use interrogation techniques against unlawful enemy combatants with maximal effective persuasion.
Like pulling out their toenails?
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Once again today, a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra on Friday, July 11th at Wildwood Public High School. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com, hosted by our very own Dom Giordano. All right, best of luck. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. Phil Omquist, dare I ask, what occurred today in music history?
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
Today, June 18th, we celebrate the birthday of Paul McCartney, who's now 83 years old. Heavenly birthday shouts to Carl Radle from Derek and the Dominoes, Sigurd Pound Cake by Van Halen in 91, Panama by Van Halen in 84, Yankee Rose by David Lee Roth in 86, yes, there is a theme, and Would It Be Nice by the Beach Boys in 66, Albuquerque Dare to Be Stupid by Weird Al in 85, Mirage by Fleetwood Mac in 82, Elias' debut in 90, and Origin of Symmetry by Muse in 2001. Also in 2010, John Lennon's handwritten lyrics to A Day in the Life sold at auction for $1.2 million. In 93, Lollapalooza began in Vancouver. In 2000, the museum, including permanent exhibits on Jimi Hendrix and Nirvana, opened in Seattle. And in 2006, Paul McCartney turned 64. By the way, he wrote When I'm 64 when he was just 15. But lastly, on this day in 84, Judas Priest is banned for life from Madison Square Garden after concertgoers trashed the venue, causing over $250,000 in damage. And yes, the ban is still in effect. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Humquist.
So good. Always, always delivers. And coming up in 6 minutes, Dawn delivers, and she tells us what she has on tap.
Yeah, so we'll check in with Congressman McKenzie again, Ryan McKenzie, on what he's advocating for, obviously, in Congress, as well as a native Pennsylvanian. We'll check in with him and also talk about, you know, why he's interested in things like consignment stores. So we'll, you know, hone in on that. One of the issues we'll hone in on. And President Trump talking about blue-collar wages, Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary, talking about things that we haven't seen economically in many years or ever. We'll get into that as the Fed Chair Jerome Powell is expected to hold that news conference later today. So we'll do some economics. We have so much going on. Obviously, all of the breaking news that's happening here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, regionally, nationally, internationally, there's a lot to go through. So we'll get through all of it live and local. Stay tuned.
All right, Dawn Show coming up at 10 o'clock. Everybody have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Start your day with Kale & Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.